Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, sports fans. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. It is, in fact, the ML Sports Platter all over the major platforms. Go ahead and download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our terrific friends over at Burn Dairy, Camillus Golf Club, CH Insurance, and, of course, Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop that showcase today at WelchJewelers.com. That's WelchJewelers.com. They've got the best jewelry around, man. Engagement rings, wedding rings, necklaces, bracelets. They will do jewelry repair in town as well if you're in and around Central New York, right across from Lonergan Park, Route 11 in North Syracuse. The official jewelry store of the ML Sports Platter is Welch & Company Jewelers. Tip of the cap, thank you as well to friends of the program, Swan and Whitaker families, Daryl Abert and Bob Lindsley. So, kind of an interesting shake-up, if you will, kind of an interesting jolt to the baseball world, the Yankee community, you know, the broadcasting world in general. You know, John Sterling retires, and, you know, it probably was long overdue, just from the standpoint of, you know, his age and, you know, the travel, the quality of the broadcast, all that sort of thing. Apparently, a few days ago, as I record this, John Sterling told Susan Waldman that he had called his final game for the Yankees, and he said, "I can't, I'm done." And listen, there were no really, I think there was no shortage, let's say, of adjectives to describe John, you know, as the team had said, and, you know, as many people have just been so close to John, you know, the broadcast booth, it truly really is the end of an era. I mean, you know, for Susan Waldman, I mean, it hit her hard, right? It had to have hit her hard. I mean, my God, you know, the length of this relationship. These two go way, 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 way back, man. I mean, you think about, you know, being a broadcast partner with somebody since 2004. That's 20 years. And they had been friends since, you know, the late 80s when Waldman, did updates on WFAN. And, you know, it's for a lot of people, he was the voice of the Yankees, period, for your entire life, for your entire fandom. If you're 25 and you're a Yankee fan, John Sterling. If you're 35, John Sterling. You know, if you are 44 like me, it was pretty much John Sterling, you know? I thought, just this is my personal opinion, here's where I thought Sterling was really at his best. You know, and look, he was kooky. He rubbed people the wrong way. People who hate the Yankees hated his final call of the Yankees win, because they hated the Yankees. But that was part of the Yankee evil empire and the pinstripes and the Bronx Bombers and the hatred you know, the most winningest franchise of all time, you know, all that stuff, right? That people can't stand. You know, I met John many times. I've had him on shows many times. You know, I will never forget, by the way, before I mention where his strong suits were, at least in my opinion, you know, he was a character. I mean, they don't cut him like John Sterling, man. I remember there were a couple John Sterling experiences that I had. Number one, in 2005, I probably shouldn't share this, but in 2005, I was, you know, a starstruck 25-year-old, you know, in the Yankee Stadium bowels, you know, in the press room, and all the big dogs are walking through in New York media, right? I mean, Mike Lupica, John Sterling, Michael Kay, all the big dogs, man, all the big writers, and remember, this is 2005 still, when, you know, we're really pre-explosion of social media. You know, a lot of newspapers are still alive and well. I mean, things have not crashed quite yet. Things are changing, but we had tons of broadcast channels, I mean, it was a good time, I thought, for media, right? Because the paper industry was still really good. The internet was still going and developing. We had a lot of different things developing with social, you know, but certainly not the world now where, you know, there's strikes and papers are gone pretty much, and you read all online. You know, it's just a different media industry, right? Like, people don't go to journalism school and they're like, oh, well, I have YouTube, I'm a journalist. Well, you know, and that was one of the scares I had going into this modern media thing after I quit radio, you know, almost 7 years ago, was that I'd be lumped in with people who just, oh, I can talk sports. Well, no, you can't. It's just not as simple as, now, some people can, you know, do a decent job, and some people can, you know, they get big ratings and all that, you know, from whatever. A lot of them haven't done the traditional side like I have, and they probably have a million more listeners and watchers than I do. But that's the way of the world right now. It's just, I know people who have been in this thing and they're the best in the business, and they don't have anywhere near some of the clicks and reviews and views and whatever else as a lot of other people who just started literally 2 years ago. You know, for whatever reason, is it using hashtags? Is it their buddies? Is it, you know, do they have financial backing? I don't know, but it's just the way of the world, and it's an oddball thing. Some of my views for YouTube get, you know, 1,200, others get 5. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, but it was a great time in the industry in 05, and I was just getting out. I was trying to cut my teeth a little bit. I was trying to meet a lot of people. I was at WHEN Syracuse locally. I'm hosting a million jobs working a million jobs out of college, you know, doing what we do when we get out of, we grind and we're trying to figure out what we're doing at home, and we're not making any money, and we're just losing our minds every day. I'm still losing my mind. But I walk in the media room, you know, I see all these people, and John Sterling's in the media line for the dinner, and he just reaches into the ice cream tub with his bare hand and grabs ice cream. And I almost wanted to walk up and be like, it is high, mid is far, it is a scoop of ice cream. But that happened. And then another classic Sterling experience for me was, I think he has like a million kids. He's got like at least, I think, 3 or 4, maybe even 5 or 6. I don't know. I think he's been married a couple times, but he's got a bunch of kids, like maybe 5, 6, 7-ish. I have no idea, but he's got plenty. And I called him for an interview once, and I had him on a bunch through the years. I did. And this was, I don't know, maybe like 10, 12 years ago. And he answers the phone, and hello. And I'm like, hey, John, Mike. Oh, yeah, Mike. Right. I hear all these kids screaming in the background. Hold on a minute. Excuse me. And he's like trying to call his kids by name one after another. You know, and I can't remember any of their names, but, you know, imagine like, you know, Julie, Greg, I don't, whatever their names are, you know, tone down. It's like a broadcast in the middle of the fifth or whatever, you know. And the 2-2 skied to right and caught. Well, anyway, think about him doing that, talking to his kids over the phone while you're trying to ask him for an interview. It was classic, you know. Calm down. Okay, I'm back. What do you need, Mike? And I asked, do you have like, you know, 10 minutes to do it? Oh, yeah, sure. When? Well, let me know tomorrow. And like, so we confirmed the interview, and then I had to confirm that I had to reconfirm. It was unbelievable. So, anyway, or as John would say, anyway, that was a great experience. Every time I had him on the air, and this is where I thought he really flourished, I thought he was unbelievable in interview settings, you know, talking about the team and his life and broadcasting and all that, just super sincere, but also like went really in depth with you and really cared when he was on. The broadcast, yeah, he brought, you know, a little bit of buffoonery to it and all the rest. Some of the parts of the game were great. I'll never forget the one where, you know, I mean, he could never figure out, like, you know, it is high, it is far, it is caught. You know, it'd be like 12 feet in front of the warning track. I don't know if that was eyesight going or him, like, not being able to focus or whatever. Or, you know, like the Manny Ramirez home run. You can go YouTube it. This was obviously years ago when Manny was on Boston. You know, and it's a foul ball and the crowd's going nuts. And the umpire is signaling home run. And he's just going on and on with the broadcast. Like, literally a minute later, he's like, no, I guess it was gone. It was a home run for Manny. I guess it was just, well, boy, it looked fair. It looked foul. And then he just kind of kept going back and forth. Well, it looked foul. I guess it's fair. And then he kept going back and forth. Hilarious. Hilarious. And then I watched the replay later because I heard it in the car. So there were those moments. But, you know, for the most part, brought a professionalism, I thought. You know, even for as much as people couldn't stand him as anti-Yankee people and all the rest, he brought a professionalism. He wore a suit every single time he was on the radio. He was on the radio and wore a suit. Now, he was on camera plenty because Yes Network would pan over to him or whoever would pan over to him. And I think one time he did tell me in an interview, like, he wore a suit every time because he wanted to bring professionalism to the ballpark. And every time somebody saw him, you know, he wanted to, like, set a model for somebody. It was kind of like DiMaggio, like, really. You know, you never know the first time somebody's going to see you, right? That's what DiMaggio used to say. So that's why he ran hard, play hard, you know, did his thing, set an example for others and for kids especially. So I thought that was really cool. You know, and I thought he was really, really at his best with Michael Kay. I thought that the radio broadcast for the Yankees, when they were back and forth with play-by-play, I just thought it was unreal when those two were together. I thought Sterling and Steiner were also amazing, amazing together. And then I think John Sterling at his best, honestly, was not as a play-by-play guy. I love him doing Yankeeography. Really, truly, amazing. Phenomenal. Because you added the voice and the knowledge and the history and the sound and just him, you know? And I think that's when he was at his best. So if I had to pick kind of where he was at his best, I think, you know, one would be Yankeeography. Two would be as a broadcaster with Michael Kay and then Charlie Steiner. And then I think four as a guest of shows, including mine in the past. You know, and then five just as a play-by-play kind of original dude who wasn't afraid to take chances on the air, you know, with home run calls and wasn't afraid of people and the criticism and all that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't think he ever really got on social media. I don't think he really bothered with any of that stuff. He was kind of Casas-like in that regard of, you know, I don't need that stuff. I'm John Sterling. I do my thing, and I put in the time, and there you go. By the way, John Sterling was divorced in 2008, 12 years of marriage to his wife, Jennifer, father of four, including a set of triplets, born in 2000. That's what it was. Sad news, obviously, when 2015 he was among hundreds of displaced residents after a fire destroyed the Avalon of Edgewater complex building, I guess in Jersey. But we'll get to some legendary broadcast calls and all the rest next. John Sterling retiring as the play-by-play voice of the New York Yankees. Kind of rocked the world, man. Kind of rocked baseball, the Yankee community. Rocked Yankee fans. And it rocked, you know, just a lot of people. You know, it rocked the broadcast world as well. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by our great friends over at Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Camillus Golf Club, Rosie's Corner, and Courtney of Maple Down Senior Living Community. Call Courtney today for a tour and a meeting at 315-400-9666. You can make new friends, share laughter, and have the opportunity to try a variety of stimulating and engaging activities through resident enrichment programs. Maple Downs also has a variety of live entertainment every Friday, happy hour from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in the atrium. We're talking about three chef-prepared meals, homemade from scratch daily, and includes heat, hot water, electric, cable TV, offering 200-plus channels. Plus, they have weekly housekeeping, linen service. They launder your bed and sheets and towels. Oh, by the way, they have a shuttle bus within a 10-mile radius of the community to appointments, errands, and outings Tuesday through Thursday. Maple Down Senior Living Community, studio, one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. Call my friend Courtney today. Maybe you have a friend or a loved one, you know, getting up there in age a little bit. You want to get them into a safe, secure environment. Call today, get Courtney to give you a tour. She is simply the best, and a meeting as well. 315-400-9666. Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. He was a character, he was a broadcaster, and he was something else in terms of his legendary calls. I'm going to get into some of that next. John Sterling retires at the age of 85, the voice of the New York Yankees. More Sterling, more Platter next, brought to you by our good friends at the Al in Angus Pub.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I like the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Platter back with y'all, brought to you by our good friends at Bonnet Sales and Service, Welch & Company Jewelers, Camillus Golf Club, and Rosie's Corner. So, as we know, John Sterling, some of the legendary calls, right? I mean, just, and listen, the play calling, the style, criticizing the media like crazy, right? I mean, Craig Carton, Phil Mushnick, for years, inaccurate calls, mocking Sterling's player nicknames and all that sort of thing. You know, the mid is high, mid is far. People couldn't stand that stuff. You were in, you know what? Sterling, though, kind of represented the Yankees in the sense that you literally either love the Yankees and love Sterling, or you hated the Yankees and hated Sterling, right? Bottom line. Now, if you were somehow a neutral party, you pretty much just didn't care. You're like, whatever. And you kind of maybe thought it funny, you know, it was funny or whatever. Now, the thing is, following the final out of a Yankees victory, it was ballgame over, Yankees win, blah, blah, blah. The length of the word "the" is held longer after dramatic victories, as you know, the championships, all that sort of thing. He punctuates it, right, with, you know, the name, that whichever series is over and all the rest of it. And then they played over the Yankee Stadium thing. So that adds a lot to the, you know, the hatred and all the rest. But not only, some people might may or may not know this, but it's obviously been played over the public address system at Yankee Stadium after every Yankee victory and all the rest. Then you got Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, on and on. But the phrase evolved from Sterling's call of Mel Hall's game-winning three-run homer. You know, kind of where it really, I think, mushroomed in terms of 1991. And boy, you really had to add something to make Yankee baseball exciting then, huh? But it was in the ninth inning, you know, gave the Yankees a Memorial Day win. And it just kind of really started there. Now, you know, the belly-to-belly, you know, back-to-back belly-to-belly stuff, you know, struck him out swinging, strike three, all those kind of ones that he's done. You know, the Jeterian swing. But, you know, you've got John Sterling, you know, craziness on the air, right? Like the Giambino, a thriller from Godzilla. You know, you've got, I mean, just ridiculous stuff, right? Like a Judgian blast, you know, All Rise, Here Comes the Judge. You know, so many different home run calls by John Sterling. You know, and like I said, he was just an absolute character, man. You know, Juan Soto, the newest Yankee, right? He's wonderful. I mean, goodness, he had a lot of, you know, a lot of them. Robbie Cano, Don't You Know, It's Labor Day. Bernie Williams, Bernie Goes Boom, Burn Baby Burn, especially in the playoffs. That was a big one. You know, the Bam Tino, right, with Tino Martinez. Georgie Juiced one for Jorge Posada. Posada. An A-bomb from A-Rod. You know, gosh, I mean, there's so many of them. You can pick your favorites, you know, certainly. I think, you know, Mark sends a text message with Teixeira was pretty good. I mean, he did have some good ones, man. I think A Thriller by Godzilla is probably one of my favorites. The text message is certainly really, really creative. I can't go A-bomb from A-Rod because I just hate Alex Rodriguez. Georgie Juice one, it's a pretty good one. Giambi, Could Never Stand Him. Bernie Goes Boom. Again, Yankees, Sterling calls, right? If you love the Yankees and you loved your core players and you loved Sterling, you would love his calls of those kind of players. That's kind of how I looked at it, right? So Bernie would be up there for me. Tino would be up there for me. Thriller by Godzilla, I think one, it's still one of my favorite ones as well. So, you know, it's an end of an era. I mean, it's an end of a Yankee era. It's an end of a broadcast era. It's an end of a lot of things, you know, with John Sterling. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's going to have to be a, you know, just a, you're going to wake up and go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's not doing the games anymore. Cause that's what end of eras are. It's like, oh yeah. Nope, that's not happening. And it's hard, it's sad, and the memories are, you know, what keep us going. So, congrats to John on a great career, a wild career, a funny career, a criticized career, one full of just insane stuff, but we were all along for the ride, and whether you hated it, loved it, or you were somewhere in the middle, John Sterling was unlike any other. That's for sure. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service. Hey, if your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service, Route 11 in Central Square, servicing all of Central New York for 50-plus years. Sue and Bob doing a great job. Change the look of your home or your office today with new garage doors. Bonnet Sales and Service is the official garage door company of the ML Sports Platter. Thanks to Rosie's Corner, Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Liverpool Physical Therapy, and Elevate Fitness of Syracuse. Make sure you stop by and grab your membership today to Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, Liverpool, and DeWitt. You want to talk about the pool, the sauna, the walking track. It's all there. You can take classes, hire a personal trainer. Hey, sign up your youngster for swimming as well with Miss Abby in DeWitt. My daughter, Quinn, loves Miss Abby, loves the classes. She is just about ready to swim on her own this summer, thanks to Abby and the wonderful staff over there. Elevate Fitness of Syracuse is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.